Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack was killed in an Israeli airstrike, according to the IDF. This is from Ynet, reported earlier today. Also, a Hamas company commander in southern Gaza was eliminated by an airstrike, Israel Hayom reported this hour. Also this hour, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. criticized settlers over recent events in Kusra, as reported by Walla. Separately, an Israeli rescue team has arrived in Colombia following a deadly earthquake. This news comes from I-24 News. And finally, JNS reports that a potential Netanyahu loss in Israel's looming election is unlikely to change global perceptions. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News posted just minutes ago that President Trump confirmed the USS Abraham Lincoln will be replaced by the USS George Washington due to prolonged deployment issues. Eitan Fishberger noted the fitting nature of Tucker Carlson defending TikTok, writing on X just now. I-24 News English reported earlier today that the U.S. is pressing Netanyahu to condemn settlers besieging Palestinian homes in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrike on a Hamas commander. The IDF confirmed the death of Mohammed Mushtaha, who played a role in the October 7th attacks and held hostages. This action by Israel was part of a broader military initiative targeting key figures in Hamas. The impact is significant as it underscores Israel's ongoing strategy to dismantle Hamas leadership. Turning to southern Gaza, Hadifa Khaled Suleiman Qara, linked to terrorist training and weapon transfers, was eliminated in an airstrike. Israel Hayom details his role in orchestrating attacks against Israel. This strike follows a pattern of focused Israeli operations in the region, aiming to disrupt terror activities. Meanwhile, Israeli Ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, condemned settlers' actions in Samaria, as reported by Walla. He argued that these activities divert security forces from other crucial tasks. This statement highlights ongoing tensions and the international scrutiny of settlement activities. An Israeli rescue team is now on the ground in Colombia. This follows the deadly earthquake that struck the region, as I-24 News reported. Their mission is to assist in search and rescue efforts, showcasing Israel's commitment to global humanitarian aid. Finally, as JNS reports potential changes in Israeli leadership, the international community is closely watching. A shift in leadership might not alter perceptions of Israel as a central figure in global conflicts. This anticipates continued scrutiny and pressure on Israel from the global stage. Turning to business and markets. First, M.K. Yaakov Asher advocated for the development of Haredi neighborhoods in every city, according to Israel Hayom Business. This could influence housing policies across the country. Separately, Tech reports that Remepi raised $36 million for its AI-driven Parkinson's treatment. The company is now preparing for Phase 3 trials, marking a significant milestone in medical technology advancement. And finally, from Globes, Israeli AI company Wonderful is seeking to raise $500 million. This comes after a successful fundraising round just 3 months ago. Insight Partners is expected to participate once again. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.